Session for June 26th, 2019. Is it Kaylee?
Keelan,
I'm sorry. She's new, everybody. Kind of. Can you please call the roll?
Of course. Fish?
Here.
Hardesty? Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler? Udaly?
Here. Thank you. Before we begin, will our city attorney please read the rules of decorum?
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. Now on to communications. Will you please read the first item?
619, request of Stan Herman to address council regarding answering his question.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
My name's Stan Herman. I think I'm just going to pass out this information. You got a couple members, council people gone, so I probably won't be able to really emphasize what I want to continue to talk about. So I'll just pass this. If you read it when you can, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, you can give your documents to the clerk and she will hand them out. Okay. Keelan, will you please read the next item?
620, request of Jan Connett to address council regarding the Willamette River.
Is Jan here?
Yep.
Oh, come on up.
Hey, how are you? Why are we missing part of our quorum?
Please state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes.
Jan Connett. Just going to say
minutes.
The same thing I've been saying.
Since 3 minutes.
Since I've been 3 years old, I've been marching in these streets to clean up the Willamette River. 20 years after that, we actually made some headway. I didn't believe it when I was gone when they told me that the Willamette River is the worst polluted river in America. And I come back to Fort Portland only to find truly it is. So I have 2 questions to you. Number one, why do you choose to keep polluting it? And secondly, what have you been doing with all the money you're supposed to use to clean it up? Anybody? Everybody. I mean, I'm 58 years old. That's 55 years in these streets trying to get this river cleaned up. What was it? After 20 years, so that would have made me what? 33. So when I became 33, people started taking over Portland that don't give a damn. Is that what I'm supposed to get from all this? Because that's what I'm getting from all this. And it's not just me. Most people just don't have enough nerve to come up here and tell you to your face. I think you ought to make it public, like first thing on your webpage, what's been going on and why. And I don't know what he's doing about this fun site. Did he say he wanted to put a harbor in on the St. John's side just up from the bridge where all that contamination is, with those great big huge signs that says, do not breathe this air or you will become permanently mentally disabled for the rest of your life. I had pictures. I didn't bring them this time. What's up with that, guys? That's right at the end of St. John's. That's where I taught my son how to dive. That's where me and my brothers, we played as soon as we got old enough to swim further than off the dock. Okay, well, that's less than 3 minutes, and that's all I want to know, and apparently nobody here wants to answer any of my questions, so there it
goes. Thank you, Keelan. Will you please read the next item?
Items 621, 622, and 623 would like to come up together. Is
great.
That okay?
Yeah.
621, request of Roger Jones to address council regarding Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association concerns. 622, request of Mary Wilkinson to address council regarding Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association concerns. And 623, request of Bill Levesque to address council regarding Hawthorne Boulevard Business Association concerns.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
Thank you.